My name is Ben Alsom. I'm from the Randolph-Cambria-Friesland FFA. My SAE is obviously American Star Agribusiness, so I was an agribusinessman. We grow and raise about 125 acres of fresh market vegetables, 110 of sweet corn. The difference, 15 acres, is pumpkin, squash, cantaloupe, and watermelon. I also own and operate Big Ben's Hay Service, custom big square baling business. And they also buy and sell hay and straw all over. And then I also buy and sell cattle as well, Big Ben's Bovine Beauties.
Ben, let me ask first of all, what does it mean to you to be named the American Star in agribusiness?
When we came, we went to Louisville. We went down there when I was a freshman. And to see them guys up on stage and one of our guys won, it was just amazing. And you just look at him and go, wow, would that be cool? Never in my wildest dreams did I expect to be named. After I was in the top four, I was shocked, and we enjoyed it. And it was fun being down here. Enjoyed everybody. We all got along to the dinners, and we all talked about everybody, the different areas from Kansas to Oklahoma to Slade to us. You know, the difference in crops, the difference in weather, the difference in what we do to harvest and put the crops in, what we use. It was just, it's fun. It was fun.
So what was it that got you here?
My advisor helped the teach, show, explain things to me in the classroom. Also, as we're in the field, my drive. I mean, I wanna go out there. I wanna get it done. I wanna do what we gotta do to make it happen. And my parents and grandparents were all supportive. The people around me were supportive. When everybody supports you and everybody gets along, it makes life much easier.
So what's in your future? What are you hoping to be doing?
My goal is to farm for the rest of my life, to raise sweet corn. I enjoy it. I have four younger siblings, two younger sisters, two younger brothers. My little brothers, everybody helps out. Obviously, when it's sweet corn time, we need everybody we can get. I hope that my brothers will come help. My sister's in college in UW-Milwaukee, going for nursing. She got a scholarship there, and my little sister, I don't know what she's going to do yet, but both of my brothers enjoy helping out, and we all get along, and they're learning to drive tractors. So I would, with a couple other businesses and sweet corn, I'd like to see stay in the family business. So that's my goal.
Ben, when you look back over your FFA career, are there some key areas that you think other younger members might want to think about and keep in mind?
Oh, absolutely. And what they got to do is they got to find something they like. I mean, not everybody's cut out to farm. Not everybody wants to go get their feet dirty, get their hands dirty, get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. Some people don't care to do that. I don't mind it when it's time to go. You got to go, but you got to do what you like. I said that. I'll say that and say it again. If you don't do it what you like, it don't help. I do what I love. I love to do it. It don't even seem like work some of the times. So do what you love, and it'll be fun.
Ben, let me ask, what's it going to mean to your community and to your FFA chapter coming home with the two American Stars?
I don't know if it's ever been done before. I know they told us earlier in the week when we were here, nobody has ever put up three American Star nominees. For two to win, we ourselves were shocked. We were happy. I think it's impressive. It says something about the town. It says something about the community. It says something about the school. It says something about the advisor. Without all them people working together, it wouldn't happen.
Ben, congratulations on being named the American Star in agribusiness.
Thank you very much.